So you want to start your own podcast. I have some tips to get you started. So first, you need to do this for yourself. In the beginning, this is going to be difficult. People aren't going to be listening to you. It takes a long time to build up an audience. It takes a long time to get sponsors and do those types of things. So you have to enjoy doing this and you have to do it for yourself. And you're going to have to do that for a long time. So you have to get this going on your own without any kind of outside help. My recommendation is to just start recording with whatever you have. If it's just the microphone built in your laptop, just use that. Just get started. You have to get over that hump of getting started. Once you get started, then you can keep improving and then incrementally iterating over that and just keep getting better with every episode. Improve, improve, improve. After you get your podcast rolling, then whenever it's time to actually buy equipment, buy the best. You need to spend a lot of money to get really good gear, buy the best, you want good sound quality, and you also just want good durable hardware that's going to last you a long time. If you don't buy the best, you're going to end up buying incrementally better equipment. Now, if that's all that's in your budget, that's fine, but my recommendation, if at all possible, start with whatever's free, then jump up to whatever the best is once you know that you want this is something that you want to do. Now, this tip is really important. You are lazy, and I'm sorry to say it, but guess what? You are lazy. So if you make this difficult whatsoever, if you make it difficult and time-consuming to put out an episode, you will never keep going with this. What we do with the MS Dev Show is we keep the episodes super, super simple to produce. It's hardly any prep work. Carl and I literally talk about the show 15 minutes before it starts. We do the show, and then I have about 15 minutes of editing. And when all is said and done, each of us put into the episode at most about 2 hours per week. Because it hardly takes us any time to actually put on an episode, there's very little reason for us to stop producing the show. I've seen a lot of shows fizzle out around 50, 75, 100 episodes, and we don't want that to happen to us, and you don't want it to happen. So just keep in mind that you are lazy and that you need to streamline this. One of the other ways that we make our podcast very streamlined is we use a lot of templates. We live in OneNote. We have templates for everything, for inviting guests, for thanking guests, anything like that. It's all in templates so that we don't have to think about it each time, so that we can quickly set up an episode, produce an episode, and basically close out an episode. Anything that takes too much time, we reduce or eliminate. For example, I always spend a lot of time actually leveling the various tracks from all of the listeners, and I ended up looking for the perfect product, something called Auphonic, and what it does is it automatically handles all that for us. So we found tools that will do a lot of the work that we had to do so that I can edit a podcast episode in only 15 minutes. The other tip is to keep recurring costs down. I think recurring costs are one thing that can absolutely kill you. You know, we spend a lot of money on our hardware, but that's all said and done. Like that money is already gone. The hardware is already purchased. What we really pay a lot of attention to is our actual monthly costs. For us, we have two monthly costs. We have Libsyn, which is our hosting provider, and they only charge us $15 a month regardless of how big our back catalog is and regardless of the number of downloads. And then we pay about $9 a month for a shared hosting option on Azure. Since we have a static website, all of that works perfectly fine within a shared hosting option. The podcast costs us less than $25 a month to actually run. So if costs were to get tight, we can keep continuing to run this out of pocket for a long time. That's all I have for today. What I'm going to do is down in the details for this episode, I'm going to link to you a couple different blog posts that I put together that show the exact equipment that we use, and it will have links to all of these things so that you can purchase them if you want to buy what we bought. Thank you for watching. I hope you found this useful.